You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, for one last time, it is 1380 WPHM. We've been talking about it for weeks now. We're pulling the plug on AM 1380 for a variety of reasons. It's mostly budgetary, mostly, trying to get with the times and move over to the FM dial. So come Monday, the WPHM morning show will be on the new WPHM 105.5 FM. You excited, Steve?
I'm thrilled. There's a lot of our format is going to be pretty spectacular. We've got music after your show. We've got Detroit Tigers later on in the evening.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be a good change, I think.
The music, if you haven't listened to The Hills in the last few years that has been on the air, that's what the music is going to be. It's country, rock, and folk, and that will be on from 10 o'clock when I finish up my show all the way through, obviously Tiger Baseball, and then until the next morning when we come on again. And do it from 6 to 10 a.m. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. So, as this is the last day of WPHM, right?
Well, it's the last day of 1380.
Sorry, 1380, yeah. My head. I'm sad to see it go because 1380 has been around for almost next year. It'll be 80 years.
Yeah.
You realize that?
Yeah. Yeah.
In some form or another. WTTH?
It was WTTH as it was owned by the Times Herald, so that's what TTH stood for.
Right.
A couple of different locations downtown before moving in here in the building that was originally the WHLS and WSAQ building. And then 2000, I guess it was, all the stations moved in together.
Yeah, and so we've been this way since. Mm-hmm. When I started here, just a few years ago, everything was already set up.
Yeah.
It seems that everything had already come together, but it was quite the process to get here, wasn't it?
It must have been. I took a brief hiatus in my radio career when all this movement happened. So I had left WPA. Well, I was in Detroit, and I left radio altogether. I remember running into Bill Gilmer somewhere telling me, "You're never going to believe this. WPHM and WHLS are going to be in the same building." And I said, "You got to be kidding me!" And the way it all happened,
they were rivals, right? I mean, essentially, competitors.
Very much so. Two different companies. John Wismer owned WHLS and WSAQ, and Lee Hansen, when I worked here, was the owner of WPHM and WBTI and WSMA, as it was at one time known. The call letters changed a bunch of times, in Marine City, 1590. But it was primarily WPHM and WHLS going head-to-head because those were the AM stations with competing news departments, competing mm-hmm. ad departments, and heated rivals. And then all of a sudden, it's like taking an ant farm and dumping it into another ant farm, saying, "Here, go play nice."
Wow. So you said you came back, but how long have you been with PHM?
Well, it's a long story, Steve.
Or 1380. Yeah.
My first on-air professional radio job was when I was going to SC4 in 1987.
Okay.
February of 1987, I worked my first shift. I worked nights and weekends part-time at WPHM while I was going to SC4. I came back after I got my degree at Central Michigan in the early 90s. I did news for about 4 years. I was news director at WPHM down on Military Street.
Okay.
Left and furthered my career in Flint and Detroit, and then came back here in 2002, I believe it was. And
And so you've been here since. Mm-hmm. How long have you been hosting the morning show?
Since 2002.
Oh, okay.
So, 20, going on 24 years. I started in November, so 23 and a half years.
Oh my gosh. We can only aspire to be here that long, right?
It's just through luck and determination. I mean, it's just, honestly, show up. Just show up. I'm not saying it's not hard, but just show up and be nice.
Well, you know, I think it shows that you love your job, you love what you do, you love talking to people, and these a lot of people you talk to are people you've known for sometimes your whole life, right?
Well, that's the interesting thing about local radio and community radio is, you know, you become so much a part of the community. Yeah, I did grow up here in Port Huron, so there are people that I've known my whole life, people I've gotten to know in this job. Interestingly, when I came back here in 2002, I was living in Oakland County. I was not living in St. Clair County. We had just bought a house down in Bloomfield Township, and John Hill, who did this job for 28 years before I took over the reins for him, he told me he was retiring. And he didn't say, I'm retiring, you should go do that job. But as soon as I heard him say that he was leaving the morning, this was like in the summer of 2002. And he said, yep, August whatever is going to be my last day on the air. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's a job I want. I had never identified it. Yeah. I never thought, man, someday when John Hill retires, I want to go do his job. But as soon as he told me he was retiring, I was like, oh, that would be a great opportunity. So I called Larry Smith, who was the GM at the time. And I knew Larry, and he knew me, and this was smart on his part, and I'm grateful that he did this. We kind of hemmed and hawed for about 3 months about whether or not he was gonna hire me. And the big sticking point, he said, was he wanted his morning man to live in the market.
Right.
And I totally agree with him. He wasn't wrong, but he also knew me. I'd known Larry since I was a little kid. And he knows my family, and we know a lot of the same people, and he knows that I'm from this community.
Right.
I'd be an hour away. I would drive up here every day. My folks still live here. I could, you know, bunk with them if I needed to. So, but I think he wanted a little bit of a buffer between John Hill and myself, because he knew whoever was taking over for somebody who had been doing this for 28 years was going to have big shoes to fill. So he subscribed to a syndicated Michigan talk format that no longer exists, but it was, you know, kind of like we have the Michigan News Network that does news. They had long form talk shows that they syndicated around the state. And so we had a non-local but a Michigan based talk program that nobody seemed to like very
right
much.
I could see the major issues with that being the reason you listen to it is for the local connection.
And it was no longer local. It was statewide. And they would try and get local segments on once in a while. So anyway, I'm grateful to Larry for creating that buffer between John and myself. And so when I came on in November, it had been 3 months since they had a local talk show on the air.
Okay.
So people were, you know, anybody could have stepped in here.
Kind of clamoring
and done a good job. Yeah. So, that was, that worked out well.
Yeah. Wow. The issue I see with that, again, you don't have that local touch.
Right.
And so the light switched for you right away is, hey, I want to do that job.
Yeah.
But it took a little while, a little bit of convincing
I had to do my due diligence and my research and come up, you know, like every day I would email Larry with, having read, the local paper and kind of knew what was going on in the community. Well, here are the people that I think that, you know, I would want to have on the air tomorrow based on what's going on in the area. So,
all right.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm sure you get this all the time. In fact, I know I've personally asked you, and for the life of me, can't remember what you answered with, but favorite interview.
It would probably be a different answer that you asked. It's I wish, looking back on my career now, I wish that I had kept a journal of some kind.
Hmm.
You know, I've got logs that I can look through and see who my guests were over time, but it's really hard to say. It really is hard to say who my favorite interview over the years has been.
You know, you didn't keep a journal, but maybe one day you'll do that autobiography you've been talking about.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be widely embellished. But no, what I always tell people is it's not a single experience that I remember. It's the people collectively, just so many good people that we've worked with here at the radio station, but people that listen to the station, people that are regular guests here on the station. It's a great community.
Yeah, and I've recently done an AI search for, I don't remember what it was, but it came across 1380 WPHM, and I said, well, what AI, what do you know about that? And it told me, well, that's the home of Paul Miller in the Morning.
I go, really?
Okay.
Wow.
Host of 1380's morning show. So you are AI famous.
You know, that's funny. I have a friend that I was just texting with about AI, and I don't think he'd mind me sharing this. I won't identify who he is, but he said, I have to clean this up for radio. The absolute confidence and certainty of AI, even when it knows nothing, terrifies me.
I love that.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
AI has such confidence that this is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, well.
Doesn't even question it. So back to you. Now, the community has really depended on this station in some form or another for 80 years.
Yeah.
And what is your relationship with it before you got into radio? I mean, did you hear 1380 growing up and say, you know what, that I want to get into broadcasting because of that or anything like that?
You know, I was a media nerd as a kid. I listened to the radio. I listened to a bunch of radio stations. And I've said this before, we're lucky in this market that we have so many stations to choose from, because not only do we have our local Port Huron stations, we are right across the bridge from Sarnia. So we've got all of the greater Sarnia, Windsor, you know, stations to listen to and everything in between. But then I was one of those kids with the clock radio next to my bed, and I would DX at night. I would be, you know, scanning the dial, listening to these, 50,000 watt clear channel stations out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and, you know, Wheeling, West Virginia. And that was just a thrill to me to be able to hear all those stations. But the one station that was always on, in our house in the morning when we were getting ready for school, was 1380, and I'd listen to John Hill. And I guess I knew in my mind that I wanted to work in media. I just didn't know if it would be radio or TV or print. And in college, I got more exposure to radio. Working here at WPHM when I was going to college, I got to update news headlines, and I kind of got a nose for news and thought, you know, and then at Central Michigan, I kind of decided, well, yeah, I think that's what I want to do, is I want to be a radio news anchor reporter. And I got to do that. So,
all right, I love that. You know, again, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's what they say.
That's what. So it's great to see that you knew so early on that, you know, hey, this is for me. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are listening right now who have amazing stories of listening to 1380 on, you know, out watching the boats, out, you know, spending time Christmas season downtown Port Huron. You know, the radios would be playing your local news and talk.
I don't know about you, but for me, there's a disconnect. When I sit here and do what we're doing right now every morning, I'm not thinking exactly about all the people listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not delusional that nobody's listening, but I'm not thinking about who's listening.
Right.
And then later in the day, somebody will repeat to me something that I'd said earlier in the morning, and I go, holy cow, people are listening.
Yeah. It does seem, as you're sitting here, that you're kind of just talking into the wind, and it's, yeah. So it's been, I mean, an amazing career you've had so far over here, and now we're moving down the road.
Yeah.
And going to be on 1450 AM starting Monday and 105.5 FM.
Right.
So, yeah. You any final thoughts for the
I guess all I can say is thank you. Because as you know, as we sit here talking about all the people that listen and that have kept this station going for nearly 80 years and are going to go into our next chapter, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us do what we do.
Yeah, and come on with us. I mean, that's we're not saying goodbye. We're leaving everybody. We're bringing you along with us. So
we'll see you Monday on 105.5 FM.
See you Monday. Woo!
All right. Thanks, Steve.